Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning in the 24th verse. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body or what you will put on it. Is it life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow or reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father, he feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles, they seek after these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need all. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring anxiousness for itself. Sufficient for today is its own trouble. This is the word of the Lord. May be seated. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ. This morning's gospel lesson, in one sense, is one of the simplest teachings of Christ. But for many of us Americans and human beings, it's probably one of the most difficult to apply to our lives. At its core, Jesus is simply saying, obey the first commandment. To trust in God and to walk by faith and not by sight. It's easy to understand this concept that God takes care of all of creation. We read it time and time again. We read it in Scripture, we say it in the Creed, that he takes care of the birds in the air, the bears in the field, the snakes, the squirrels, all of creation. And that he also takes care of you and your family and your loved ones. But on the other hand, at every turn in our life, it seems like this world is working against us, betraying our trust, discouraging us, trying to cause fear within us. You can't even turn on the TV at night without seeing violent riots, mobs, our biggest cities being burned down. Every week, it seems like we hear about more and more businesses closing, retail stores not opening up, business complexes, office buildings closing down, maybe even permanently, the fluctuations of the stock market. We're a nation in fear many times of COVID-19 and the possibility of death that might come to us or our parents or our grandparents. By now, many of us know somebody that has personally died with COVID. Last night, I got a phone call from one of my relatives that died with COVID. Like I said, you turn on the news and you hear about this middle class crunch. And you feel like sometimes, yeah, I feel like I'm in that crunch. Or I got enough to get by, but it doesn't seem like I got as much as the other guy. And I might not have as much in the future. Then you turn and you look to your young adults that are launching into this world, graduating high school and college and making something of themselves, and you It's easy to have a little bit of fear, saying, what kind of a world are they being launched into? And will their world be as good of a world or country as ours? At least that's what goes through our minds, right? As we live in often fear, and I'm not saying that it's right, I'm saying it's the condition that many of us feel. There's a lot of stress and anxiety across the United States and across the world. The Catechism says this, that we should trust in God above all things, and we should live our lives in commitment to Him, relying on Him for every need. And then we are reminded of the words of the psalmist in Psalm 118, verse 8, that says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. I love that verse because it gives us so much wisdom. Let me say it again. Psalm 118, verse 8. It says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than it is to trust in man or in this world or into the wisdom of this world. Because people will always disappoint you. Your politicians, your judges, maybe even your president will always disappoint you. It's true that the stock market will fluctuate. Sometimes you'll think you're doing great. Other times you'll think that you are not doing well and the world is crashing around you. We can't put our trust in the things of this world. Your loved ones could get sick, possibly. You can't put your trust in your own health. Who knows? The Muslims could attack us again. The only escape, the only salvation from this world, from the chaos that this world brings, and the evil possibilities that could happen to us or our children or our loved ones, is to completely place our trust in the hands of the Lord alone. Once again, as the psalmist says, when you trust in people and the things of this world, you will be disappointed. But when you put your trust in the Lord, not only will you sleep better, but you'll have a peace that the Bible says surpasses all understanding. Of course, the Bible never promises to give you all the dreams of your life, but God does promise to give you all of the essentials of life. And He promises to get you through all the hard times of this life. All of you have gone through many hard times in your past. And when you were going through them, I'm sure that you thought that it was impossible to get through, or it was so overwhelming that you could only see inches in front of you. But I'm sure as you also look back on those difficult times that you have faced in the past, or that you've seen your parents or your grandparents face in the past, you can see the fingerprints of God that were on you or your loved ones, getting them through those rough, difficult times, that you or your loved ones didn't go through it alone, but rather your Lord was with you every step of the way, guiding you, even when you didn't know what that next step was going to be. The Bible says that God works all things for the good of those who love Him. And you who have been Christians for any amount of time can look back and see that faithfulness in your life. One of the most powerful things that God says in our gospel lesson this morning in Matthew chapter 6 is this. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Because it's the Gentiles that seek after these things, the things of this world. And your heavenly Father knows that you need these things of the world. So Jesus here is talking to you Christians. He's telling you that when you constantly live in doubt and fear in this world, that you're acting like the Gentiles. Gentiles can be translated as pagans or unbelievers, or people that don't know God. But you're not a pagan. You're not someone that doesn't know God. Most of you have known God from the day that you were born and baptized into the faith, and you've been hearing about Him and knowing Him ever since. You're not a pagan. You're not an unbeliever. Rather, you're His child. So think about your young children or grandchildren that you have. They don't lay up at night worrying about what they're going to eat or what they're going to wear or if they're going to have a home next month or if they're going to have clothes. They know that somehow that's just going to be taken care of. Somebody else is going to take care of that from them. Sadly, when we grow up, we seem to regress, spiritually at least, and we lose our trust, and we forget that our Heavenly Father is taking care of our next steps for us. One of my favorite parts of the Apostles' Creed is in the first sentence, "I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth," because this sentence is purely God's grace and goodness towards you. And my second favorite part of the Catechism is how the Blessed Reformer explains that first sentence, that first line of the Catechism, when he writes, "I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body, he's given me my soul, my eyes, my ears, my members, my reason, and all of my senses, and then he still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes and food and drink, house and home, wife, and all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger, guards me, and protects me from all evil. This he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and his mercy, without any merit, without any worthiness in me. For all of this, it's simply my duty to thank and to praise and to serve and obey him." That is pure gospel to us. But he doesn't make us and abandon us. He doesn't abandon us to hopelessness and to despair, but rather he is constantly intervening into our world. When you think and when you focus on all of God's blessings, and all of his goodness towards you, it starts to put you and your life into perspective. And you have joy and thanksgiving and thankfulness for all that he's done. From this morning's gospel lesson in Matthew chapter 6, we remember that even though life is stressful and it's easy to get focused on all the negativity that this world puts in front of us, remember that when you worry and you're self-focused, you're not remembering that God is with you and that he will get you through these tough times and he will guide you through what feels like is the shadow of the valley of death. Remember also that God keeps his promise. And remember that God keeps his promises and that he promised to always take care of you and your loved ones, that you won't go homeless, that you won't starve, that you'll always have everything that you need. When you worry, when you doubt God's faithfulness, remember that you're just acting as an unbeliever. But that's not who you are. It's not who you've been called to be. For you Christians, God is at work. He is taking care of you. He is with you. He's with your family. And more importantly than just taking care of your physical needs, he's taking care of you spiritually. And he's taking care of you as you hear the Word of God preached to you. As every Sunday when you go to church, you hear the Word of God preached to you and you confess your sins and you hear that you're forgiven and you take his body and blood and you're reminded that there is no sin that you have committed that is not forgiven. That as far as the east is from the west, that your sins are forgiven, and that you are his child. Now may this grace, which surpasses all of our human understanding, may it guard your hearts, may it guard your minds, through Jesus Christ, which is this only world's Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel today. Today we pray for Chaplain Lewis Paul Ferguson, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.